Good morning. You're listening to the news in brief by Athina Korlira. The Eurogroup of Finance Ministers convenes today in Brussels and will look into the status of the ongoing assessment of the Euro area member states' draft budgetary plans for 2019. Finance ministers will further discuss the opinion used by the Commission on Italy's draft budgetary plan. Greek Finance Minister Evclides Tsakalotos will try to persuade his European counterparts that the primary surplus of 2019 will surpass the initial target of 3.6% without cutting pensions and by implementing the full package of already agreed upon measures. According to Frankfurt Allgemeine Zeitung, 10 northern and eastern European countries are demanding stricter measures to be required by countries wishing to get a loan from the European Stability Mechanism. Turkish president says he will not permit what he called the seizing of natural resources in the eastern Mediterranean. Speaking at a naval ceremony on Sunday, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey would never accept such attempts, excluding his country and the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus. The only way to have stability in the region is respecting international law. We will not be dragged down by the aggressive rhetoric of Turkey, Greek diplomatic sources have responded. Driving school instructors are holding a protest and are blocking the entrance of the Ministry of Transport on Mesogeion Street. Voters in the French Pacific territory of New Caledonia have rejected a bid for independence. Final results showed that 56.4% chose to remain part of France, while 43.6% voted to leave, a tighter result than some polls have predicted. And the weather forecast, partly cloudy in Attica, with a temperature expected to reach a high of 22 degrees Celsius. More news in brief at 11 o'clock. Επόμενο δελτίο ειδήσεων στα αγγλικά από το ξενόγλωσσο πρόγραμμα του Αθήνα 984 στις 11. Μικρόφωνο για τη συνέχεια στην Όνη Καραγιάννη.